Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pelly Christian boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, powered by Hy-Vee. Marv, thanks for joining us, and a great week for Eagles boys basketball. Just overall, your thoughts on a 2-1 week for this squad?
Well, we knew coming in we had three tough road games, all three good teams, and, you know, like I've said many times, we expect to win every time we go out, but we go down to Centerville on Monday. The guys played really well. We did a great job with the game plan and led most of the game. I think Centerville maybe had a lead for a little bit here and there, but led most of the game, had the lead with like a 6-point lead with 34 seconds left in regulation. And they go down and hit a three to cut it to three. And then we didn't score. So it's a 3-point game with like 9 seconds to go. And we fouled him on a 3-pointer, which obviously is not something you want to do. But they made all three free throws, and so the game goes overtime. And then we scored the first couple baskets in overtime, which was crucial, and ended up winning by three. So that was a big night for us, big win for us against a good Centerville team, and very athletic, very quick. Built a little different than us as far as more guard-oriented, but that was a really good win for us. And then, just to, if you want me to talk about all three, had Norwalk on Tuesday, so again on the road against a really good Norwalk team, really good physical team, and just didn't click on the offensive end. We did play good defense for the most part, so it was kind of a grinder type game, but Norwalk jumped out to an early lead, and we kind of stayed even from there. But it's kind of like a lot of games we've had this year where we had a stretch where a team got, you know, some good looks on us and built a little bit of a lead, and then we just kind of make runs here and there but never can quite get over the hump with them. So that's kind of, again, how that game played out. But so we were disappointed in that. But we had one day to practice to get ready for a really good Van Meter team that had won 8 games in a row and had beaten some really good teams. And even the teams they lost to, like Carroll Kemper and ADM. ADM, they lost like by 2 points, and ADM's a top 10 3A team. So they were like 11-4 coming into that game yesterday. And so we knew it was going to be a tough game. Another team that's really guard-oriented, some really quick athletic guards that can score it and can create some challenges for us defensively. But our kids came out and played really, really well. Again, stuck to the game plan really well. And we're fortunate enough that we led wire to wire in that game and came out with a 12-point win. So that was a huge win. That's probably our best overall performance as far as playing well from the start, not giving up that run, and maintaining the lead. Of course, there was a couple little runs here and there of 3 or 4 points, but I don't think it ever got closer than 7 after early in the second half. So I think we're up 6 at halftime. So great win for us, and we just need to keep building on that.
Again, we're talking to Marv Van Wyk, head coach of the Pelly Christian boys basketball team, powered by Hy-Vee. I don't want to put words in the program's mouth, your mouth, or anything like that, but when I kind of look at this last week, one of the themes that really jumps out to me is resilience, because we talk about it a little bit off the air. You know, last Friday, homecoming, it was disappointing to not be able to pick up a win on homecoming. Monday night, you mentioned it there that you had the lead. It was a 6-point lead with 34 seconds left. Centerville was able to come back and tie it at all moments. And then Norwalk on Tuesday, an opportunity where they, you know, were able to pick up that win. Could have been easy as a team to lose confidence, start regressing a little bit, as you will, because of the disappointment of some of those games. And that hasn't happened for this team. What can you say about this team's resiliency through some of the games or some of the moments that haven't lived up to what the team has expected this season?
That's a great point, and something I probably haven't talked enough about is the attitude of these guys through all the tough games that we haven't been able to win. They've been upbeat the whole time, without a doubt. And every day in practice, in games, we always go into a game believing we're prepared to play and to be successful. And they've kept that attitude all year long. And we have rotating devotions with our players pregame, and actually the devotion on Cooper Sprunk had on Tuesday before Norwalk was relating to perseverance, and that's, you know, that's kind of the mantra of this team, that we're going to stay positive. The guys on the bench always have a lot of energy. The guys that unfortunately we can't get them in the game on a regular basis, but they're always cheering on their teammates, and they're always jumping up off the bench, and like at a quarter break or timeout, they're rushing out to meet their teammates and encourage them. And that's huge for this team, that they've just bought into that culture of, we're in this together no matter what, whether we win or lose, we're gonna stick together.
That is awesome to hear. And one thing with this team too, that I know we talked about a little bit, but haven't had a lot of chance to just talk about, having seen it in action a lot, is you made that change here early or late in the season to the starting lineup, kind of the rotation, the way things have gone. I know that that's looked different for each individual player in that too, but just with the way that this team's responded to that, just kind of accepted their new roles, what has kind of been your feel for how things have kind of played out since making that change?
Well, it's never easy to make a change, and we don't do it lightly. But again, that's part of our culture, that when we do make a change, we're gonna do the best we can to make that work, and understand that we're doing what's best for the team, and not about individual players. And our guys have done a great job of filling whatever role they have, whether it's starting a game or however many minutes they have, or no minutes at all. They're supporting each other and just doing a great job of doing whatever they can to help us win.
And talking about a few individuals right now here over this week, a couple of the guys that kind of separated themselves is guys who maybe could be go-to scorers, if you will, as the season's gone on here. Gilbert Flagel, you put a little bit more on his plate, and he's led the team in scoring each of the last three games. Deacon and Landon have been up there as well in double figures. Cooper's been right around double figures in that regard. Wyatt Snyder, another guy who's been a key scorer off the bench. And then Ben Van Weingarten, who moved in that starting lineup, has kind of become the defensive guy. How have you felt like the guys have started to mold into those roles that, you know, are kind of being put on them here as you get to the end of the season?
Yeah, I think it's actually been pretty seamless as far as different roles, because those are some of the same roles they were doing before, or at least in the past. I mean, Gilbert's played point guard a lot of his career before joining the varsity, and so it's not like it's something he's never done before. So that's been good for us, and it's always good to have a guy on the floor that you trust to be a lockdown defender. And we play good team defense, but it's good to have a guy like that you can put on the other team's the best matchup for him. And Ben's just done a great job of defending the other team's best perimeter player usually, and we just really trust him with that. And he works extremely hard, and he plays his role on the offensive end as well.
And just looking at this team too, I know that you got a couple of big matchups coming up here, but you've gotten a chance now to get back in the gym for a couple practices before that. What have practices kind of looked like to start preparing and turning the page after a big week to keep that momentum rolling into a couple of rivalry games, if you will, this week?
Right. Well, to keep progressing, we've just tried to really lock in on the little details of things that, you know, before we were trying to get the team concepts in on the defensive end and on the offensive end, and we feel like we're getting to a good place there, and now we're just trying to fine-tune all of that and make sure that going into these last 2 weeks of the season and into the postseason that we're really locked in on the details on both ends of the floor and just making sure we're cleaning up all those things that could be holding us back or could be helping us eliminate that some of that inconsistency that we've had that have allowed teams to get that cushion on us.
And before we let you go, Coach Van Wyk with the Pendleton Christian Boys basketball team, you got Newton on Tuesday, and I know that that was a frustrating game up at their place the last time. I know that it wasn't the way that you wanted that game to play out, having talked to you before and after that game, and then, you know, just looking at how that rematch is kind of setting up. They're going to be coming in off of games against Dallas Center, Grimes, and Pella this week. You know that they've been through a tough slate as well. What's kind of the thing you're looking forward to on Tuesday night about getting another chance against the Cardinals?
Right. And, you know, playing a team the second time around in conference is, there's always adjustments, right? And we're just, like I said before, working on those little things that hurt us the first time around, as far as making sure we're doing what we're supposed to on the defensive end and executing on the offensive end against a good defensive team. And, you know, it's not necessarily just about who we play next, but more about how we do things and those details that we need to do that will help us be successful no matter who we're playing. But Newton's got a really good team. They're very athletic, guard-oriented team, which on paper it looks like we don't match up with very well. But and last time they hit enough threes on us to keep us down, and we just got to keep improving on defending what teams like that bring to us, and I feel like we are improving in that way for sure.
Coach Van Wyk, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck as you prepare for Newton. I know you've got some exciting weekend plans as well, so enjoy those, and looking forward to reconnecting with you on Tuesday against the Cardinals.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Coach Marvin Wyk of the Pendleton Christian Boys basketball team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.